step situations.
I'm not going to shame you for anything else unless it deserves shame. I'll be the judge. Are you guys ready for another episode?
Yeah, of course.
All right.
Big Labia Energy, the podcast with Julie, Pasha, and Maggie.
Do you know what that sounds like to me?
Labia Energy, the podcast.
Another banger.
It sounds like another banger. Another banger. Welcome to the podcast. This is called Big Labia Energy. I'm one of your hosts, Maggie Ferris. I am here with Pasha and Julie. Hello, Pasha. Hello, Julie.
Hello, Maggie.
Hello, Maggie. Hello, Pasha.
Hello, Julie.
Is that it?
That's it.
Okay.
Good night and goodbye.
Great show. This is our best episode ever.
For sure.
I feel like we need a sound effect, though. How about
5 minutes later, she'll play it.
Yeah. But she always rolls up her sleeves. I guess it'll be a real juicy. Here we go. Push them up. Oh, that was good.
Did you like it?
Mm-hmm. Maggie Ferris.
Ooh.
I should do that when we first start.
You should.
Like, I'm getting introduced by some people.
Maggie Ferris.
Yeah, here I am.
Yep.
Hi, it's me, Maggie Ferris. Okay, on today's episode of Big Labia Energy. You're already.
I'm already laughing. I can't wait.
You're already giggling.
Yeah.
I have a big story up my sleeve.
Okay. And you have no sleeves on. You're sleeveless.
Listen,
so.
I want to talk a little bit about. It's my birthday. This is my birthday.
It
week.
Is.
Yeah.
Shut up. Are
Friday.
You serious?
Yeah. Yeah. It's my birthday.
Oh boy.
Let's talk about it.
What do you want to say?
I'm going to be 52 years old.
50 freaking 2 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever think when you were sitting in that library back with Bonnie?
I couldn't even imagine that far ahead. I couldn't even imagine to the millennium. I was like, oh my God, what the hell would I be doing in 1999? What a weird thing to think about. And here it is 24 yeah. years after that.
Which, by the way, after that show, when she said she retired in June, and we both thought she meant last June, did you see us?
Who?
The librarian, Bonnie, when she said she retired in June, and she meant June before the explosion, and oh, you yeah. and I both thought she meant June of 2023. Oh, well, what? You were still working last year?
She's like...
No, not last year.
A woman of a certain age.
Yeah.
Wasn't that hard to hear about the explosion?
Yeah.
Yeah, I went to the only high school that exploded.
The only one.
Yeah.
In Minnesota.
In
ever.
Minnesota.
No, ever.
No,
ever.
I don't know that another high school has exploded.
Possibly.
I'm sure there's...
I'm gonna Google okay, it. Good.
Yeah.
Google it.
I bet you there's plenty. Like, how she makes it so
But funny. She was telling us a story that she was, like, going to stay one more year because she had a homeroom of girls that they keep from...
Like all 4 years.
Yeah, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th. They were juniors, so she wanted to stay one more year. And her husband was like, it is time.
Yep.
And so she retired. And had she not retired, she might have been in the building when...
Like 2 months later after she retired.
The New London School explosion.
Where's that?
New
in
London,
Texas.
Oh, I thought New London.
It was on March 18th, 1937.
Ah, why did it explode in 37?
Natural gas leak.
Sames. Samesies. Except they were doing construction. I think they cut the gas line accidentally or something like that happened.
Nobody died at your school, right?
No, they did.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. The custodian died.
Ooh.
And maybe like one of the secretaries or something. I think two people died.
That's better than the New London.
How many?
298.
No.
Oh, my God.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
So pretty much everyone.
It says the explosion was heard 4 miles away.
No.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
That's... awful.
Well, actually, let me 298 died in the explosion. Dozens more later died from their injuries.
No way.
Can you even imagine being on the fringe of that and getting injured and all? I just can't even. It's too hard to comprehend. I
also
feel like.
Back in that day and not knowing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like there's no like
just all
news.
Sudden.
You don't just turn it on like you did then and be like,
no,
okay.
It'd be like X-tree, the school blew up yesterday. Let's not make light. Why would you do that?
What a great way to start this podcast.
Yeah.
Super light.
Will you Google Minnehaha explosion?
Oh, that was one of the first ones that came up.
Yeah, but will you see how many people died?
Two.
Yeah, the a custodian and like the timekeeper or the secretary lady or something.
I'm not sure.
Will you see if there is a ghost of Maggie Ferris that roams the library?
Now that they to be dead for there to be a ghost.
You don't know
of
that
me.
Though. Maybe there. Maybe you had
also
a,
the library's gone.
That's what I mean. So there's it if exploded. It's gone, you might still have. You might have a ghost in another dimension. We don't know how this works.
I do know how it works, and that's not it.
Oh, listen to her. All right.
I'm just being combative like you always do.
Oh, okay. Snap. I'm going to start fiddling with stuff then.
Okay. Oh, no.
No, I won't.
Receptionist.
Okay. Yeah. I remember there was like a little receptionist office, and I can't tell you how many notes I brought in forged from my parents that I was late or sick or whatever.
And why would you be late? Just because you were
Because I was
slow?
Dinking around. Yeah, I go to McDonald's or something. Yeah.
By yourself or with friends? Or
I rode with a friend of mine in like my junior and senior year. So we'd dink around all the time.
I always faked my mom and ex stepdad's signature to just get out of classes if I didn't feel like going.
Really?
You never did?
I write a note in my handwriting and then I'd fake their signature. Yeah. It says like, please excuse Pasha from algebra class. She has a doctor's appointment. And then I just go somewhere with my friends.
Nope. Totally.
Nope.
Go off campus for lunch.
Well, we could always go off campus anyways. As
Oh, we weren't free to leave.
We were. Our school actually wanted us to leave. They did. It was
it just sounds funny. They're like, get out.
They were.
We don't need you here.
They changed the schedule purposely to get kids out of the school during the day because it was so overcrowded.
Bales of hay at you?
No, they saved those for the dance, for homecoming.
For Sadie Hawkins?
Yes. See, old Krista can vouch for that. It was homecoming.
Krista, call in.
I think Krista wants to be on here, so.
Well, we have a guest placard.
All right.
And another microphone, so she can come on in.
But yeah, our school was so overcrowded that their solution to it was this switch one school day to two. They called them M days and T days.
Wait a minute.
Okay, you'll see in a second.
Okay.
So instead of going to, example, English class every day for 45 minutes, you would go every other day for an hour and a half.
Ugh.
So the M days and T days, it was every other day. You'd switch back and forth.
How does that create more room?
Because each day, then, instead of having eight classes, you had four. Or I'm sorry, instead of having six classes, you had four time blocks, but three classes.
Okay.
And so the free hour and a half that you had, they wanted you to get the fuck out of the school.
So other people could roam?
But what if you didn't?
This class, so that everything was less crowded, the hallways were less crowded. We had, like, I think it was a six-minute passing period.
Was there?
And students would still be late to class because our school was so big and so overcrowded.
Was there a time soon after where a new school was built? Or
yes,
something
Maple Grove,
happened?
Maple Grove Senior High was built.
Thank you.
And then they went back to a regular schedule.
What if parents don't want you to leave?
Well, then you would stay there, but at least it wouldn't be such a big class size.
Could you hang out in the library?
I don't know. I hung out in the band room or I left.
See, geek.
Oh, I was a band geek, yes. But yeah,
did you play bands?
We could choose which free hour we had. So one day I would sleep in and then the next day I'd leave at noon.
Okay.
I played sports and did honors stuff. Is that you guys
did? Yeah, you did.
Did you guys?
I played sports, but I wasn't in band, but I think I would have fit in a little bit in band.
Oh, I lettered in band.
Did you?
Did you really?
I was a big old band geek.
What'd you play?
Clarinet. Mm-hmm. And I was such a geek that
I played bass clarinet. Wasn't
I played bass clarinet in the orchestra pit for the musicals, too. That's how big of a band geek I was.
Did you have to wear a white shirt and black pants?
Yeah, you wore dark clothes. Oh, so not a white shirt. You wore all dark clothes.
Black shirt, black pants.
In the orchestra pit? Yeah.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was a big old band geek.
I love it.
Maybe for Maggie's party, you could roam around here playing your clarinet.
I no longer have my clarinet.
You would have to play music from Kevin Bacon's band because it's a bacon-themed party.
Oh, yeah, I would. Yeah.
Oh, you're still on the bacon kick, huh? Oh,
you're goddamn right I'm still on the bacon kick. Aren't you?
I guess.
You know what? I'm going to let you come to my party and not eat any bacon. How's that?
I don't even know if I want to come to your party, so.
We're like little kids. Please come to my party. You can have bacon.
I will come for 1 hour. What's going to be the funnest hour?
The one that you're there.
Yeah. Yeah, no matter which hour that is.
No.
I'd come 7 to 8, 8 to 9. Around there.
Somewhere in there. Yeah. Are you going to bring your roommate?
What?
Are you going to bring your roommate?
Yeah, I need a driver.
I wish you could bring your puppies too.
Can you even imagine?
That'd be chaos. Yes.
Be all over the bacon.
They would be like a tornado in yes. here.
Like, Emmett would want to play with everyone.
Yeah, but it'd be fun. Because crazy. Maybe people don't like dogs. I don't know, or they're allergic or whatever. You know our friend Jeff Foser? Mm-hmm. He's allergic to dogs, so yep. he's not coming to my party, but he wants me to run down to camp, do a shot with him, and run back up
oh,
during the party so he can at least participate.
Nice.
I think that would be fun. So yeah. if any of you want to come run down to
tell
camp.
Tell him to take a Benadryl and suck it up and get up here.
He's really allergic, though. Like, he can't even be
yeah,
in a car.
He would
with.
Go, like, to the Hasse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a pansy.
I know. I know.
We should all do a shot with shows.
Wouldn't that be fun? Bring the whole party down there, have a birthday shot, come back up.
Yeah.
I think it'd be really fun.
We should do one every hour down there. He should just sit down there
all night
and get wasted.
From 7 to midnight. Yeah.
Here's what we'll do is we'll bring the dogs on a leash down there.
Yeah.
Because they love dogs and we'll be like, how do you like it now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We called your bluff. Ding dong.
Yeah. Yeah. Council Bluffs.
Council Bluffs, Iowa. We're stupid.
Worst segue ever into... I don't even have anything on Iowa. Do you?
No, but I know there was a teen mom from there. That's why I know Council Bluffs.
On the TV?
Well, where else is the teen mom's room? Well,
there's teen moms all over the place
there's
that aren't on
teen
the
mom.
TV. Oh, see, I wasn't... that's what I was trying to get.
The show, Teen Mom.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
But I didn't know that. I didn't know there was the specific...
Come on, get down on our trash reality TV level, Maggie.
I'm not there yet.
Push a plow and work some hours and
Are you making fun of me that I have a job?
Yeah.
Such a terrible thing to have self-reliance and responsibility.
It really is.
I know. I should quit now.
Right now.
Okay.
Call Dwayne and tell him you quit.
Dwayne's not the boss. Although I wish he was.
Tell him to relay the message.
P.S. Quick, is it sex worker or prostitute?
Yeah. Dwayne,
we're still wanting to know this.
First, we need to know, and then second, can you tell him I quit?
I need to watch Teen Mom.
Dwayne. Dwayne's like the nicest dude ever.
Can I tell you a show that I started watching?
Yes, please.
So we need to talk about this. Naked Attraction.
I've heard of that, but
tell
I haven't actually watched it.
Naked Attraction.
I've told you
like
about it, but you don't remember.
Of Love is Blind? Like you see everybody naked?
Yes.
Okay.
There's like 6 pods. So it's like, it'll start out, it'll be like a woman and she might be looking for guys or a guy looking for women. Or sometimes there might be like someone looking for men or women. So there's 6 pods.
Okay.
And then... Well, people like that what you're looking for, and then they'll start lifting it up from like up to the waist.
And they are naked.
And I thought it's a UK show, and I thought, okay, no, it's on Max, they're gonna blur it out. Nope,
they don't blur it out.
They did not blur it out. So then you see all of their junk.
Genitals.
Yeah. And then you see that, and I was like, there's no way this is not a really a thing that's happening. And then you see it, and then they get rid of someone, and then they go.
Wait. So you just see their genitals, and by that, they're like, pod number 3, you're out.
Well, then they talk about, like, what do you look for, and like.
But they haven't seen their face yet.
Yeah. Yep. So you just talk about, like someone will be like, oh, no, that's way too big. Like, I can't do that. Or that's, like.
Are you kidding
yeah.
me?
Yep. So then you do that, and then they'll be like up to the like shoulders or whatever, and they'll be like, look at their midsection, or like too many tattoos, or too much fat, or too skinny, or whatever.
By the way, my mouth is agape listening. Mm-hmm.
But you know what? That's what I thought it was going to be. And at first, when I heard about it, I was like, I looked and I thought there was only 4, like one season, 4 episodes. I was like, I'll binge this, no problem. Way more than that.
Really?
Yeah, I got really into it. But then, and
do they do any follow-ups?
Yeah, so, okay. So,
I love follow-ups.
So you go through, and then when you get down to 2 people,
okay.
Then the person that's picking, then they have to get naked too. So then those 2 people, and then that person comes out naked, and then they get to see that person naked.
What if you're not comfortable with your own nudity?
Well, I feel like you have to be the girl on the show.
Okay.
This is like Maggie's version of Naked and Afraid.
Yes.
Actually, I'd go on that show.
You would go on Naked?
Yes.
That's the name of my sex tape, Naked and Afraid. That's what I mean. But yeah, so then, okay, so then they go, and then they pick.
I almost want to steal that joke. It's so funny.
No, it's fine.
I know, it's good though.
So then they go, and then after, then later that day or the next day, they go on a date.
Do they wear clothes on the date?
They do wear clothes.
Okay.
And then they
follow
up. But
there's no surprise.
Nope. But then they know what they're getting. And then they go on a date and then they follow up like a couple weeks later and see, like, are they still dating? How did it go? Yeah.
Wow. I would watch that.
But it's amazing how comfortable I got, because I was like, this is going to be so awkward. I get real comfortable. And the other thing is they tell you facts about, like, you know, like some people are like shaved or whatever, and like the pheromones like releasing scents, and like, you know, is it more like.
Do you smell that when they're in the pod?
Though? You don't smell it, but I mean like in the wild, like it'll say like, you know, like if somebody has more hair, then it's like more attractive to a mate because they aren't shaved or stuff like that, which I was like. Like, just, like, all these, like, scientific
like
facts.
Where primal like, sort of urges and
yes,
stuff?
Okay. Which I was like, oh, okay, I guess I'm learning something here, but whatever. It's very fascinating.
That is amazing.
Yes.
How many seasons did you say there are?
Well, I'm on the second season. I thought there was just one season of four episodes, but I got through season one real quick, and I was on season two.
Was there four episodes or many more?
Many more.
Okay.
Yeah. It's on Max.
We have Max.
Yeah.
Okay.
Check it out.
All right.
It's very good.
Naked and dating?
Naked Attraction.
Naked Attraction.
Yeah. So check it out and see what you think.
I think I watched all seasons of Naked and Afraid.
Oh,
did
you?
I like that show. Yeah. I would totally do that. I love the survival shows.
Yeah.
I'm always like,
there's
can I do it?
12 seasons.
Holy
of Naked Attraction?
Shit.
Oh, geez. I got a long ways to
go. Is it all British people?
Yeah, it's all in that I've seen so far.
Okay.
But it's very interesting.
I can't believe they show it all.
Yeah, this is a picture where they show the butts. But they will turn around.
No.
And it shows everything.
Yeah, because they're standing. When they first start lifting it up, they're all just standing there.
Can't you give them a chair?
Well, there was one person that was in a wheelchair, and they were like, are you confined to a wheelchair? He was like, no, I just get a little, like, it's hard to stand sometimes. Like, all right, come on, buddy.
I should not laugh.
It was kind of the way it came off. Yeah, I was like, and it's funny too when they.
He's like, no, I just roll around in it.
Yeah.
I just stay like parts.
I'm just tired.
Yeah.
Chronic fatigue.
But I do not want to laugh at chronic fatigue.
But it's funny when they dismiss them too, because then they come out and sometimes they hug each other. And so, like, the one is naked and the one is clothed. And it's just
weird.
Like, it's just like.
Then they leave genital stains all over their clothes.
Just a stream on their leg. Ooh. No, I'm just kidding. But check it out.
Are there any same-sex versions?
In the show? So far, yeah, I've seen some. I don't know if they've all been, if there's any that have been all same-sex, but there have been some where they wanted, like, man or woman.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So bisexual.
Yes, and there have been ones where there have been, like, a trans male or female people on there too. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yep. It's very fascinating.
That's so amazing.
Yes.
What blows my mind is how people think of these concepts for shows. You know what I mean? Like, it's so out there that you're like, number one, who did you pitch this to? And number two, who okayed it?
Yeah.
You know? And number three, it's a good show.
Yes.
I don't get it.
Yeah. So good. So there you go. That's my new TV show.
I kind of want to watch. Well,
I was going to say, let's watch an episode tonight before we go to bed.
Okay.
Yeah, watch the
first one. Although we are binging Girls 5 Eva.
It's so good.
Oh, I love that show.
Oh, it's so good.
I love it.
We're on like the third season, would you say?
I think so. Neither of us are allowed to watch it on the weeks with my kids.
Yeah. So. We only can watch together.
It's so good.
God, it's so funny. It's so cheesy, but there's such well-written lines that I just laugh out loud and slap my leg, you know, just guffawing.
I love Paula Pell in it, too.
Oh, she's the best.
Boy, is she funny.
She's hilarious.
I just started rewatching AP Bio, too. I love her in that.
Oh, yeah, that's
she's
good,
so
too.
Good.
Oh, I never
remember
watched that.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that kid? He's from here?
Yeah, Nick Byne.
Yeah. He was a nice kid.
Yeah.
Who's Nick Byne?
Nick Pine. He's in AP Bio. He plays one of the students. Okay. He started doing stand-up, and I remember, I can't remember who it was, but we were all like, you need to go to Hollywood and play a teenager, because he's in his like late 20s, early 30s, but he looks 16. Like,
yeah.
And
but
so
first
he
graduated college out east, remember?
Yeah.
He like went to some.
But then he went to Hollywood, and now he plays a teenager.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing. Sometimes you just know what works.
If we only knew that casting didn't work, then we'd be so much further ahead this week.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Okay, what so other... let's get back to your party. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no. I was going to say, what other shows do we have coming up?
We have downstairs, we have Laugh Camp.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I'm super excited about that.
Everybody should come to that. That's at
April Laugh 19th Camp. And 20th.
Yep, 19th and 20th yep. of April.
And then we have one at the end of April in Wisconsin.
We do?
Yeah. Woodville? We're not doing that.
Oh, now? That's right. Yeah. No, we do. Yep, we do.
Okay.
That's going to be a lot like Casson. Except oh, better.
Better not be.
No, it can't be that bad. It just can't. There's no way.
Nope.
Would you?
If it's a holiday, I'm fucking not showing up.
Okay.
What would be at the end? Nothing's at the end of April, right?
No, they'd still be fucking flying on Easter.
Yeah.
Jesus is risen.
Yep.
Let's drink.
Cheers.
You can't do that a whole month.
No.
No.
It's before hunting or fishing.
Is it?
I think so.
They always do.
You
like
keep looking
those.
Like you're going to ask me something.
Mm-hmm.
I was, but then I forgot.
Would you? You said that.
Huh.
You don't remember?
Would you rather eat an entire pine cone or have to poop in your own hand?
Can I? Okay, questions.
Okay.
Can I have something to dip the pine cone in?
You like, want a dippy?
I want a dippy.
I'll give you one tiny ramekin, and once you're done with that, you're done.
Rude.
Of a dipping sauce of your choice. It can even be a Bernays.
Oh, I'd want like ranch or something.
Okay, say, is Bernays the top of the
but
dipping
sauce? You know those plastic ones that are to go, those small?
That's oh. just that's so all you rude get. Of you. She knows how much I love sauce.
This is your choice.
And how much poop does it have to be
yeah,
in the hand?
Yeah, and what kind is it? Like, what consistency?
Yeah.
And is it regular poop?
Whatever your next shit is and however much comes out.
Well, that's hard to say.
Well, I don't... Yes.
And do I have to hold it or can I immediately drop it?
You hold it and then you can do whatever you want.
What if she drops it like
five
it's
hot? 5 second hold.
5 seconds?
5 second hold.
That's
well,
an
until you're done pooping.
This shit holder.
This question is getting...
I'd rather eat the pine cone.
Okay.
For sure.
I would too.
Even without dippies.
The pine cone would hurt going down
That's
your throat.
That's why you need the dippy.
Well, couldn't you crush it up or something too?
Like a pine cone milkshake?
Yeah.
I don't know. No, I'm not going to allow that for this question. You might rather put poop in your hand. What a dumb question.
For sure.
That's what I had been wanting to ask
that
you for years.
That is not
years.
What you were going to ask me.
I can't remember.
You made that up on the spot. I don't know. You two were talking about a show, and you said, would you? And then you stopped.
Like, yeah, I know, but I still don't remember.
Okay.
But
okay.
I appreciate your prompting.
Because, mm-hmm.
yeah. Back to my birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else did you want to talk
what
about?
What else do you want to say about it?
Oh, so I'm you're cooking turn loads of bacon because okay. it's a bacon-themed party. We're going to be watching Footloose. That's going to be on the TV on a loop. And then we both have bacon costumes.
Well, headpieces.
Bacon headpieces. Cod pieces.
Cod pieces.
You should just come out in bacon bikinis.
Oh.
That would be amazing.
It's too late now. If we ordered anywhere, even no, tonight, we wouldn't get a bacon bikini.
Amazon Prime next day?
Yeah.
Google bacon bikini. Does it even exist?
Oh, I'm sure it does. I wore a bubble wrap bikini once, so I'm
was
sure.
that handmade, or did you buy the thing?
One of my friends, so my ex-husband's college friends would all get together once a year for this party. And one of them jokingly said that he was going to order that Borat
oh, sure.
swimsuit type thing.
Yeah.
And then I think he also had like a picture of a bubble wrap bikini, you know, just joking around. And I said, if you wear the Borat swimsuit, I will wear the bubble wrap bikini. And he actually ordered them both and showed up with them. And true to my word.
You did it.
I wore it because he wore
Impressive.
His. I wore mine.
Do you have a photo of that anywhere?
No. This was back in, I think, 2005 or 2006.
Would you ever recreate that for me in private?
Sure. You know, I
kept remember that giant bubble roll wrap I had? I got rid of it.
I kept that bikini for years. Where is it now? I threw it away when I moved.
Did you pop it?
It was back in like
before
2019 or something. That's how long I kept it. No, I just threw it. But yeah, it was
a missed opportunity.
Very much so.
Did either of you find bacon bikinis?
Here's
let me see a
picture. Right there.
But that's real bacon, I believe she has on her bikini.
Oh, you are correct.
Can we? That would fall apart.
I mean, there's
a bacon
swimsuit, a one piece.
That I'd wear. I'd totally rock that.
Here's one. It just has bacon pieces on it.
I prefer the one on the right, the realistic looking bacon suit. I like that.
Did you say realistic?
Yeah, it's like picture of cooked bacon. The other one was like sort of like cartoon bacony.
Yeah, I'm getting real hungry for bacon right now.
Hey, I've got some right in my
Here's
sack.
One that the bikini bottom is bacon and the top is fried eggs.
Where? Oh, I like it. So that is like breakfast swim.
It's amazing.
That is like a breakfast swim.
I really want that swimsuit.
Who said what?
Bacon.
Who said what? Did they need right
bacon
now?
Bacon with a microphone in my face, though.
Well, I'll mute you, girl. Okay. Eat your bacon. It's cold. It's been in my backpack all day.
Perfect.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's the party. It's bacon themed. I've invited everyone I know. Not everyone. Yep. And but a lot of people. And I called it a drop-in party because I know people are busy and all the comedians have shows. So maybe they drop in after or before. And yeah, I'm really excited.
It'll be fun.
Throwing my own damn birthday party.
Yeah.
It's not a surprise.
I'll drop in for an hour. I'll give you an hour.
How come you only want an hour? Like, are you specifically going to come in and like time it?
Yeah. I don't want to overstay my welcome.
What if I welcomed you for 2 hours?
I don't want to overstay it though.
So stay for an hour 45. I'm just trying to challenge you.
Challenge me to what?
To thinking differently. Can you handle it? Just come for 2.5 hours.
2.5?
Yeah, that way you aren't overstaying two
Where
hours.
Where are you going to go with all these people?
What do you mean? We're going in here. This is the party zone.
I know, but do you think you're going to fit all of your... You invited like 400 people.
No, I did not. Only like 20 are coming. Mm-hmm. Only like 20.
I don't know.
Yeah, and then I have eight chairs at this table alone, and then I have a living room that will fit 10.
Yeah, and then the other 396 people.
Your math is very wrong on this. Very wrong. 20, not 200.
All right, we'll see.
Not 400. 20.
What if there's like a line outside the door?
It's a drop-in. They're going to come in. They're going to nibble some bakes.
You're just trying to get me to stay longer.
I know. What if you do that with everyone? I don't want you to drop in. I want you to hang out and enjoy. I love you like my sister. Come and be with me.
I know how you love your sister.
I do love my sister. She's coming.
I know.
Okay.
Well, then if Emma's going to be here, I will.
Stay longer?
Probably stay longer. Yeah.
Yes. That works. I'll tell Emma she has to stay the whole night. Well, I'm excited.
It'll be fun.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to have a birthday party. We're going to watch Naked Attraction. And then what else? Have you watched anything else?
I don't think so. I don't feel like I've done too much. You got ready for that show this week? Wrote some dog jokes.
You should make a sticker that says that.
I didn't do much this week?
I don't think I did too much. Yeah. No, I don't think I overworked.
Just been still doing PT, my public speaking.
We got did you ever get a stick?
I didn't.
I think that sometimes she has a cane with a bell on it, and I think she should get a walking stick.
I do have
a
walking stick at home,
fit
though.
Her.
Yeah. Should I bring it on Friday?
Yes. Okay. I think you should just carry a walking stick.
I do want one like Winston Churchill. I just want to pound it up and down.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
I'm back. I finished my bacon.
How was it?
It was delicious.
I want to eat some now, but I'm talking too much.
But what if I want to fight people? Like,
You use with your stick?
Yeah.
Like Jedi style. What?
Mm-hmm. Do it. Yeah. That's, we could have a pinata with your walking stick.
Oh, I draw the line at pinatas.
Oh, is Sarah going to bring one?
She said she is, but then she texted me the other day and said she might be in Fargo and might not even come. Oh. So,
why? Is she doing a show?
I have no idea. And she said, I said, make good choices. And she said, I'll see if I can go to Fargo tomorrow, the next day, or something. I don't know.
It's very cryptic.
I know. Just like your text apped.
Oh, shoot. What if I have to text my pen pals?
What do you mean? During my party?
Yeah, just kidding.
Mm. I do want to bake a pinata. That would be amazing.
Pasha, you would know this. Is there a word for like when you develop not like a crush, but like on someone's like accent?
Ooh.
Like I never thought I was an accent person, but some of these British people.
I don't know. Let me Google
from
that.
From that TV show? Or from your pen pals?
No, pen pals.
How do you know they have British accents?
Because they're leaving me voicemail messages.
Oh my God. Can you play one?
Nope. It's not even bad. It's not a bad.
They're not sexual in nature?
Nope.
Okay.
But it's so British.
You walk such a fine line.
British disgust that it, I just love it so much. Like, it's just like, yeah. So like.
Can you give an example? Like, make something up that's similar?
Like, what was he mad about?
Well, yeah.
Oh, it's just like the British, like, he just was like angry. Oh, he was angry about the rain and about going out with a friend and like, just like now.
But you're not doing it in a British accent.
Oh, I can't do accents.
Uh-uh. Not at all?
No. In my head, I think I'm crushing this accent right now.
That's funny.
But I'm not.
All right.
Clearly.
Fine.
But no, just there's a couple different people that have left voicemail messages that are,
and it's pleasing to your ears.
Yes.
Okay.
But I'm wondering if there's a.
My Siri has an accent.
Does it?
Yeah, I think it's Australian. Because I like it.
Yeah.
Maybe a glossophile.
What is that?
I'm not sure. That's someone like who loves languages and the structures of languages. Mm. That's as close as I can find so far.
Linguistics. We could ask the librarian.
Wait, is accentphilia a word?
I wonder if librarians have a job now that there's Google.
I'm sure.
Like any information you need, you just Google it.
We should have Bonnie on retainer so we could call her and ask her these questions.
Well, we have Google.
Anglophilia
is my point. Like if I would have been in high school today, I would have walked up to her and said, tell me about buttons. And she'd say, Google it.
Yeah,
where do I find information about drains?
That's not as funny. Did you really ask about drains?
No, I just made that up. But I used to ask weird stuff like that. I don't even remember anyone. Oh, then she told me we were talking, you know, and she said, do you remember when you invited us over to your house and you made us pheasant and popovers? Yes. And I was like, no, I do not. Not even close. What?
I do remember her saying that. And where did you get the pheasant from?
And no idea. No, I have absolutely no recollection of that whatsoever.
Did your dad or grandfather hunt? Like, who was a hunter?
My dad would hunt pheasant, but I do not recall that at all. I don't recall them at my house. I don't recall them feeding them. I don't recall making popovers.
I remember her saying that.
My face was like, what? We did what?
This is amazing.
She was like so proud that I invited her to our home for pheasant and popovers.
Did you mention this to Emma yet?
No. Well, I told her that I ran into her. Yeah.
But not the pheasant part?
I don't think I said that part to her. I'm not sure though.
Did you make Emma play the butler? Like dog butler? Like walk around with a little tray full of pheasant?
No.
Pheasant? Popover?
I mean, I don't recall, so I could have. You know, honestly, I don't recall one moment of that.
Oh, well, I hope your parents elaborate on this story on Friday because I really need to know.
Do you think they'll know? Well, don't ask my mom.
Why?
She's a mess. We were on a text thread for like Easter and she'd just throw out random shit like, I would bring my dog, but she's dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then what was the other one? She goes,
Emma needed garbage bags or like an ant trap or something, if anybody already had one since it was Easter and everything was closed. And she replied, I always carry rat poison in my purse.
just saying some weird shit lately. So
I'm still laughing at when you said she would get the bagel and lox for like two people or whatever.
Oh, God. Yes. And diet gravy. I'll never forget that one.
Diet gravy? What the hell is diet?
We had Thanksgiving and she, you know, she was very into watching the figures and not having too much fat and things like that. So she made diet gravy that year.
How
do you mean just chicken broth? Gravy? It's pretty much just broth. And I'm like, but this isn't yummy. It's disgusting. Make real gravy or don't make anything.
I'm really sad about all the years I missed out on gravy when I was a kid because I didn't want to eat it.
Why?
It looked weird to me.
That's how I felt about avocado until I turned like 30.
Same. Yeah. I like avocado and gravy were two of the big things. I was just like, nope. And I didn't realize that I liked them until I was in my 20s.
So good. It's just creamy goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever have biscuits and gravy?
Yes. I'm from the South. It's one of my favorite things.
You are?
I grew up mostly in the South. Yeah.
Yeah. In like Arkansas.
Most of my formative years were in the South. Yeah.
Did you also know she was a Jehovah's Witness?
No. I was raised as a Jehovah's Witness.
Shut up.
I didn't celebrate my first birthday or Christmas till I was 13.
No way.
Yeah.
When she renounced her religion. Isn't that true?
It's not that I renounced it because as a child, Jehovah's Witnesses don't baptize babies like other religions do.
Yeah.
You make that choice when you're older. So I never had anything to renounce. My parents were both disfellowshipped and never went back.
So you did actual like door knocking and stuff.
Oh, yeah. That was how several times a week during my youth, every week we would go do that.
How did you handle the rejection? Because I can't imagine a lot of people were like, come on in and tell me.
Oh, do you know how many people whose couches we sat on?
For real?
Yeah. This was back in the 80s. What did you people say? Would just be like, come on in. Let's sit and chat for a little bit. I don't know. My dad did most of the talking.
Okay.
But once in a while, he'd be like, I want you to do the talking. I'm like, hello, we have a watchtower and a wake that we'd like to place with you today. You had to say place so that they know it was free.
Wait, a watchtower and a what?
A wake. You know those little magazines, the Watchtower?
I only am aware of the Watchtower.
Oh, yeah. Awake was one, too.
Is it similar?
Oh, awake, one word. I thought it was
I was confused as well.
Awake. A-W-A-K-E.
So there's Watchtower and Awake.
Yeah.
It's like USA Today and New York Times.
Something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. We're going to have to talk more about this.
For sure.
Yeah.
So you couldn't go like trick-or-treating or anything like that?
In fact, whenever there was holiday celebrations at school, I'd have to go to the library.
No way.
No. Yeah.
Lucky you.
Although I one time in fifth grade, I was like, fuck this. I want that Halloween cookie because it was... Seriously, it was these big M&M cookies that they had used, like orange and brown, and they were going to watch the Charlie Brown Great Pumpkin movie. And I was like, I want this. I have never seen this, and I've heard so many people talking about they're excited to watch it, and I want one of those goddamn cookies. So I'm not going to go to the library because that would be something that I would say. I'd have to be like, excuse me, I need to go to the library now. I'm a Jehovah's Witness.
And so, were there any other in your school?
Well, here's the thing. This is how I got busted.
Okay.
Because I was sitting there. I'm like, I am going to sit here and I'm not going to say anything. And hopefully my teacher doesn't remember that I'm supposed to leave. So she hands me a cookie. And I'm like, oh, my God, I am in.
Did you just?
I'm going to do this. And literally as I was bringing it up to my face, there's a knock on the classroom door.
And quick, eat it.
Right.
Quick.
And I look over and there's another teacher standing there with this little boy, Roman. I still remember his last name, but I'm not going to say it. But
Countryman?
No. Hmm. And she said, Pasha. And I looked over and she said, Roman here is new to the school and he's a Jehovah's Witness and heard that there was another one in this class. He wants to go to the library with you. And I was like, God damn it, Roman.
No, Roman busted you.
He ended up being my first kiss, though.
Can Jehovah's Witnesses kiss?
No. It was just like a little childhood. Yeah.
Oh, that's cute.
But yeah,
Holy shit, though. That's fascinating.
Yeah, I was not allowed to celebrate any of those things.
We are going to have to delve. See, there's a lot we don't know about her.
I guess we could.
The South, the Jehovah's Witness. Yes. There's so much. They're so deep with you.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, it'll be fun.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Humongous hot dogs. Try our family pack. It's actually just one hot dog because they're super big, like really large. Humongous hot dogs.
Sweet.
Giant wieners.
I love giant wieners.
Thank you guys for tuning in. That is our program, and we will see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Pardon me. I had a slip up.
Big
Email us
energy.
At biglabspod@gmail.com. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do it, you stupid fool. All right. Bye.
Bye.